from Luke, chapter 7, verses 36 to 50. A certain Pharisee invited Jesus to dine with him, and he entered the Pharisee's house and reclined at table. Now there was a sinful woman in the city who learned that he was at table in the house of the Pharisee. Bringing an alabaster flask of ointment, she stood behind him at his feet, weeping, and began to bathe his feet with her tears. Then she wiped them with her hair, kissed them, and anointed them with ointment. When the Pharisee who had invited him saw this, he said to himself, "If this man were a prophet, he would know who and what sort of woman this is who is touching him, that she is a sinner." Jesus said to him in reply, "Simon, I have something to say to you." "Tell me, teacher," he said. Then Jesus said, "Two people were in debt to a certain creditor. One owed 500 days' wages and the other owed 50. Since they were unable to repay the debt, he forgave it for both. Which of them will love him more?" Simon said in reply, "The one, I suppose, whose larger debt was forgiven." He said to him, "You have judged rightly." Then he turned to the woman and said to Simon, "Do you see this woman? When I entered your house, you did not give me water for my feet, but she has bathed them with her tears and wiped them with her hair. You did not give me a kiss, but she has not ceased kissing my feet since the time I entered. You did not anoint my head with oil, but she anointed my feet with ointment. So I tell you, her many sins have been forgiven. Hence, she has shown great love. But the one to whom little is forgiven loves little." He said to her, "Your sins are forgiven." The others at table said to themselves, "Who is this who even forgives sins?" But he said to the woman, "Your faith has saved you. Go in peace." The Gospel of the Lord. I like scripture stories that involve Jesus going to someone's house, and there are a lot of them. House is usually a metaphor for heart. So when I hear the story, I look deep into my own heart to see what is happening. When Jesus is in the house, you can be quite certain that things are going to be interesting. We presume that there were other guests, but the characters in this passage are only three. The Pharisee, whom we learn is called Simon, the uninvited woman, whose name we never learn, and Jesus, who is the invited guest. Of course, we also are in the passage. We always are. But three people, the owner, the invited guest, and the uninvited guest. We learn a lot about these three. When Jesus is invited, he does come. And when Jesus is in the house, things will happen. We learn about the owner of the house and things about the woman, the uninvited guest. We learn that he is rude and that he fails to do the basic common practices of hospitality that would have been practiced in that day. When entering a house, a servant would wash the feet of the guest because of the dusty roads. Simon did not do this, but the woman washed Jesus' feet with her tears. In Palestine, when men greeted each other at the house, they placed their right hand on the guest's left shoulder and kissed the right cheek, and then, reversing the action, placed their left hand on the right shoulder and kissed the left cheek. Simon did not do this for Jesus. But the woman did not cease to kiss his feet and dry them with her hair. The custom of anointing guests with oil was an ancient one among the nations of the East. Olive oil alone was often used, but sometimes it was mixed with spices. Simon did not anoint Jesus, but the woman breaking open a jar of very expensive ointment, anointed the feet of Jesus. We also learn that Simon thinks to himself, and when he does, he makes judgments about others. He judges Jesus and judges the woman. If this man were a prophet, he would know what sort of woman this is, who is touching him. He would know she is a sinner. When he does, we learn something about Jesus. Jesus is a reader of hearts. He knows what Simon thinks in his heart. And he says, Simon, I have something to say to you. Then Simon calls Jesus teacher. That's always a sign for us to pay very close attention, for indeed, Jesus will teach something. The woman says nothing, but seemingly opens herself up to the mercy and compassion of Jesus by showing him the basic signs of hospitality and welcome. As I reflected on this reading and on Simon and the unnamed woman, I thought, I know both of these people very well. Both of these people have lived in my heart. I have been both of these people. There are times when I invite Jesus into my heart, and yet in my own arrogance or perhaps my own self-righteousness, I, like Simon the Pharisee, am rude to Jesus, nearly to the point of ignoring him, because I am so caught up in my own thoughts. There are times when I have invited Jesus into my heart, and yet I spend time thinking about others and making judgments about others, and also about how Jesus should be acting or treating others. And of course, it's always by my standards, not by his. Oh yes, I know this Pharisee very well. I know the woman too. There have been many times when through my own awareness of my own brokenness, my own sinfulness, I have come to deeply know Jesus. I have been drawn closer to him because I know who I am and who he is. There have been times when all I can do is sit in silence before Jesus, longing for his mercy and his compassion. Times when I have centered all my attention not on myself, but on Jesus. And my faith has been made stronger because of his love. Oh yes, I know this unnamed woman very well. I wonder, what happens when you invite Jesus into your house? Who are the people who live in your house? And what happens when Jesus is in the house?